Agency and representation. Fiduciary duties of an agent. Disclosure of representation. The IABS. Brokerage policies on representation. Buyer agency, seller agency, and intermediary. Disclosure of relationship with a residential service company. And real-world violation scenarios. Fiduciary duties and OLDCAR. In real estate, an agency relationship is created with a seller or landlord when they authorize a broker to find a buyer or tenant for their property. Likewise, an agency relationship is formed with a buyer or tenant when that party authorizes the broker to seek a suitable property. In most cases, the agency agreement includes a promise of compensation if the broker successfully fulfills the agency agreement. The most desirable method of creating an agency relationship with a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant is to do so in writing. While oral agency agreements are valid in Texas, they are generally not enforceable. Additionally, oral agreements are subject to misunderstanding and misinterpretation by the client and the broker. Agents can remember their fiduciary duties to clients by using the acronym OLDCAR. O, obedience. L, loyalty. D, disclosure. C, confidentiality. A, accounting. R, reasonable care. Minimum duties of an agent. These duties of an agent are the minimum requirements of any agency relationship. In addition, any requirements outlined in the employment contract, listing agreement, buyer representation agreement, property management agreement, TRELA, and TREC rules also apply. Disclosure of representation. Providing the disclosure. At the first contact with a party to a potential transaction, a license holder must disclose whom they represent. The disclosure of representation may be done orally or in writing. For example, when a prospective buyer calls on a listed property, the agent must inform the prospective buyer that the firm represents the seller. Suppose a buyer's agent comes into contact with a seller or agent of the seller. In that case, the buyer's agent must likewise notify that person that they are a buyer's agent. Real-world usage. When making a phone call to an office to make appointments to show a property, the buyer's agent would make introductions by saying, "Good morning, this is Mary Williams. I'm a buyer's agent and wish to show your company's listing, 2345 Park Place, at 1:30 today." The listing company then makes the appointment with the homeowner. There is generally a lockbox on the door, which allows entry at any time. Different cities have various procedures for making the appointments. When making the appointment, Mary Williams mentioned that she was a buyer's agent. This oral disclosure is sufficient. Information about brokerage services, IABS. When an agent and potential party enter a substantive discussion of a real estate transaction, the agent must provide the potential party with a TREC prescribed agency information form. The license holder is responsible for determining when a discussion becomes substantive, as the discussion triggers the requirement to deliver the form. The agency statement appears in TRELA as a part of the required representation disclosure. The IABS should be provided to a seller prior to a listing presentation and to a buyer prior to the discussion of a possible purchase. Most implementations of the agency statement have a provision for the potential party to sign acknowledging receipt of the form. There is no statutory requirement that they sign the statement. If you have presented the statement to an individual who declines to sign, note in the signature block, "Decline to sign," initial it, and date the form. Provide a copy to the prospect and keep a copy for your files as evidence that you presented the form. While TIRELA only requires license holders to give the form to prospects, the best practice is to explain the form to the prospect in detail. The license holder may substitute buyer for tenant and seller for landlord, as appropriate in the IABS. In real estate practice, the safest method to create agency is in writing. when meeting with a prospect for the first time, that prospect is a customer. It is most often your goal to turn the prospect into a client. For example, an agent's goal is to list the property if the prospect is a seller. The listing agreement will accomplish this and formally establish the broker's agency relationship with the seller. Similarly, if the prospect is a buyer, the goal is to secure the buyer as a client. An agent best accomplishes this by using a buyer's representation agreement to establish a formal agency relationship between the broker and the buyer. As with the seller, once you represent the buyer, you must disclose that representation at your first contact with any other party, and that disclosure may be oral or in writing. Examples of disclosure. Example number one. Agent Ann is holding an open house at 123 Main Street. The property is a new listing she feels will sell quickly. The Smiths attend the open house and question Ann about some of the property's features. She must disclose to these buyers that she is the agent for the seller. Example number two. Agent Bob has signed a buyer's representation agreement with the Nelsons. He is calling ABC Realty to make an appointment to show their listing at 10 Park Lane. While making the appointment, he must mention that he is a buyer's agent. This oral disclosure on the phone is sufficient. Later, when they arrive at 10 Park Lane, they find the owners at home. When the sellers come to the door, Bob tells them he is a buyer's agent. A written statement would also be acceptable. Because this disclosure may be made orally or in writing, there is no required form or wording for this disclosure of representation. Tips for posting and delivering the IABS. TRECs, Broker Responsibility Course. 6.1 offers the following tips for posting and delivering the information about brokerage services, IABS, form, available to view below and download in your resource drawer. When posting or delivering the IABS to a website or on social media, bullet, business websites should be accessible to the public, the content controlled by a license holder, and contain information about a license holder's real estate brokerage services. Bullet, all fields in the IABS should be completely and correctly filled out. Bullet, a link to the IABS form labeled Texas Real Estate Commission Information About Brokerage Service should be posted in at least 10-point font on the website's homepage in a readily noticeable place, or bullet, a link to the IABS form labeled TREC Information About Brokerage Service should be posted in at least 12-point font on the website's homepage in a readily noticeable place. Bullet, post a link to the IABS within your social media account profile. Bullet, include a direct link to the IABS on the social media platform or social media account profile to another page that contains a link, the IABS. When delivering the IABS at first substantive communication. Bullet. The IABS must be delivered and posted to the homepage of the license holder's business website. Bullet. For electronic deliveries, the link to the IABS must be in the body of an email above the email signature block and specifically reference the IABS form. Bullet. For hard copy deliveries of the IABS, give a completed form directly to the client. Bullet, provide the IABS via first-class mail or though an overnight common carrier delivery service. Brokerage company policies, agency and representation. Types of agency relationships. The previous discussion addresses minimum disclosure requirements early in a relationship with a buyer or seller. A broker should define what type of agency relationships will be allowed in the brokerage, and the license holder should be aware of the kinds of relationships in which the firm will engage. Buyer agency only. The firm will only represent buyers with no intermediary practice. Seller agency only. The firm will only represent sellers with no intermediary practice. Intermediary. The firm will represent buyers and sellers. A clear policy regarding intermediary, with or without appointments, is required. Advantages and disadvantages to intermediary. Firms that practice buyer agency only or seller agency only do not have to worry about unintentional dual representation. Brokers do not have to act as the intermediary or make appointments. Agents are only responsible for giving advice and opinions to the buyer or seller, avoiding conflicts of interest that may occur when representing both sides of a transaction. Common problems to address. Some of the common problems that should be addressed in an agency policy manual are bullet to presenting the IABS at the wrong time. Presenting the IABS as the buyer is about to write an offer is too late. It must be presented at the first substantive discussion. Bullet, disclosing representation at any time, later than at the first contact. Bullet, assuming that the broker information form suffices as an agency disclosure. The agency policy manual should be clear on what types of relationships are acceptable to the firm and the broker's expectations regarding the timing of disclosures and agreements. Agency policy is often incorporated into the firm's general policy and procedures manual. Disclosure of relationship with residential service company, RSC. Working with a RSC. Many brokerages have relationships with residential service providers. Use TREC form RSC4 when your brokerage has a relationship with such a provider to meet disclosure requirements and avoid creating liability. Residential service contract providers are commonly referred to as home warranty companies. Buyers always have the right to purchase a home warranty, and seller often contributes to some or all of the cost. Suppose a residential service provider pays a broker any compensation. In that case, the compensation must be paid in exchange for services actually rendered by the broker to the company. The compensation must be an amount that does not exceed the reasonable value of the services. A license holder must use TREC form RSC4. Disclosure of relationship with residential service contract provider or administrator to disclose to a party to a real estate transaction in which the license holder represents one or both of the parties, any payments received for services provided for, or on behalf of, a residential service contract provider licensed by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation. Be aware that this disclosure applies to the entire brokerage firm. Brokers should advise all sponsored license holders of any compensation they will receive from a residential service contract provider and the work being performed. A broker or sales agent is often paid a fee for advertising and providing other services on behalf of a residential service provider / administrator, separate from the typical services they provide as an agent in a real estate transaction. A license holder is only required to use the form if a residential service provider / administrator is paying the license holder a fee. However, suppose the license holder or the sponsoring broker receives payment for advertising services unrelated to any one transaction. In that case, the license holder must disclose such payments to the client. For example, suppose a brokerage firm is paid $100 per month for advertising. In that case, the agent must disclose that payment in any transactions in which the license holder acted as an agent in the payment period. The disclosure form should not be attached to the contract as an addendum, but retained in the transaction records maintained by the broker as evidence that the agent provided the disclosure. When is the disclosure of relationship with a residential service company form required? It is required in transactions where a residential service company pays a broker any form of compensation. Real-world scenarios. What would you do? The following are typical real-world violations that could result in someone filing a complaint against the broker and the agent. Remember, complaints must be in writing and signed by the individual filing the complaint in order for the Texas Real Estate Commission to follow up on the complaint. Explain what you would do in each scenario. After answering, read the model response to compare what you would do with what you are expected to do.